Drive, episode 23. Start now. What's up, people? This your boy Viper, the man about tech, and welcome back to another episode of Fight Drive. This is the podcast about tech hosted by the man about tech, and this is kind of an impromptu podcast, so it's just going to be me, your boy Viper, going coast to coast. Now, I wanted to do this podcast because I want to talk about my experience with the recently released OnePlus 7 Pro. Now, for those of you all that are familiar with my YouTube channel, you know that I've been battling the OnePlus fanboys over the past year over their OnePlus devices. My main gripe with OnePlus, and that hasn't changed even though I have one now, my main gripe with the OnePlus devices is that they lack wireless charging. And I'm like, in 2019, is this really still a thing? Like, wireless charging in 2019 is not even an option anymore. It is a standard. You cannot release a phone in 2019 and it not have wireless charging. But yet again, OnePlus did that very thing. But you know, something different happened this year, right? When the OnePlus 7 Pro came out, everybody was boohooing about it. They were celebrating it like it was the second coming of Jesus. And I'm like, what is really going on? So I did the unthinkable. You know, instead of getting in these OnePlus fanboys behind for another year, I'm like, you know what, Viper? Maybe you should try out the OnePlus for yourself. So that's what I did. I got rid of my Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, and I got a OnePlus 7 Pro. Now, I know those of you all that are listening on audio only, you can't see that I have the OnePlus 7 Pro in my hand here, but I have my OnePlus 7 Pro, and I must admit, I have been largely surprised, pleasantly surprised by my experience using the OnePlus 7 Pro. I really don't have any complaints. Well, I have a couple, but most of them are minor and things that we are already aware of. So I can't really go too hard on the OnePlus fanboys in 2019, even though I still think the lack of wireless charging is more egregious than ever, especially considering how much this OnePlus 7 Pro costs and the phones that it's going directly up against in that price range. Now, I see my man Android Stud in the chat, and he's talking about warp charging. That is an out-of-body experience. I have never experienced anything like OnePlus's warp charging in my life. Now, in the past, they've called it dash charging, but now they've rebranded it to warp charging. The OnePlus 7 Pro comes with a warp charge 30 brick, and it is just, it's alien. It's not of this world. The phone charges so fast, you can literally like go for a run, come back, and it'll be like halfway charged. It's ridiculous. But even with that, that does not help me when I'm in the street. If I'm on the go with my OnePlus 7 Pro, I'm out in the street and the phone is damn near dead or dying, warp charge does not help me. They don't have warp chargers in the street. You won't find a warp charger in the cafes, in the libraries, in the Starbucks, in the airport, wherever. Those places don't have warp charge. But what those places do have is wireless charging stations. And unfortunately, because OnePlus has some type of silly ideology about how wireless charging isn't legit, the OnePlus 7 Pro does not have wireless charging. And I'm like, why? Why? So, besides all that, like I said, I wanted to give the OnePlus 7 Pro a chance this year. I wanted to see what all the hype was about. And like I said, I have been very pleasantly surprised at the OnePlus 7 Pro. This is by far the fastest phone I've ever used in my life. And this is coming from me, the captain of Team Apple, a guy that's used almost every iPhone out there, who universally regards iOS as the most smooth OS ever. iOS is still the most smooth OS out there, but it's not as fast as Oxygen OS on this OnePlus 7 Pro. I'm sorry. It is what it is. It's amazing how fast and snappy the OnePlus 7 Pro is. Apps open and close instantly. It's like OnePlus took away all the animations Everything is so snappy, so responsive, opens and closes instantly. The RAM management on the OnePlus 7 Pro is legit. They have a feature called RAM Boost, where the phone remembers what apps you use, and it leaves those apps open in RAM. So when you click on the app, it opens up faster. Just little things like that, little nuances as a part of Oxygen OS that I have been pleasantly surprised by. But like I said, even though this OnePlus 7 Pro has been a pleasurable experience over the week that I've had it, it has not been without its fault. I just talked about the lack of wireless charging, which is really the main one. But it also does not have a headphone jack. Now, for me, that's not that much of a big deal because I've been using iPhones and Apple got rid of that back with the iPhone 7. So I am used to running a phone without a headphone jack. But it is kind of crazy that OnePlus devices in the past have had a headphone jack, but the OnePlus 7 Pro, it abandoned the headphone jack, so that's kind of weird, but that's the situation. Also, the OnePlus 7 Pro does not have a memory card slot. You cannot expand the storage. Again, not a big deal for me because the phone comes in storage configurations of 128 gigabytes and 256 gigabytes. More than enough storage to last you however long you keep the OnePlus 7 Pro. Honestly, I think besides wireless charging, my main gripe with the OnePlus 7 Pro is the curved edges. Now, Samsung was kind of like the pioneer of these curved edges back beginning with the, I think it's Galaxy S6 and moving forward. And a lot of these OEMs have like taken to curved edges these days, but I do not like the curved edges on the OnePlus 7 Pro. They are way too sharp. The curved edges create a nasty glare when you are trying to view content, depending on where you're standing, what viewing angle you're taking, if you're in light or not. The glare is pronounced, it is real, it's distracting, and it takes away from the viewing experience. Now, on the flip side, the curved edges do create a more immersive experience while watching content on the OnePlus 7 Pro, so it does have that going for it. But just the fact that they create that nasty glare, I think that's more of a con than the immersion is a pro, because it's hard to get lost in the immersion when there's a big ass glare right there. It's ridiculous. The other thing that I don't like about the curved edges is the accidental touches they create. If I'm just holding the phone or I'm trying to shift the phone in my hand, the accidental touches are just infuriating, especially when I'm on the YouTube app and I'm trying to watch a YouTube video and I just like move my finger or something, boom, I'm on a new video. It is so annoying when you're watching a YouTube video and then you just slide your finger or something and boom, you're in a new video, because the accidental touches on this OnePlus 7 Pro make it, it's hard, man, it's hard. I have also experienced random reboots with my OnePlus 7 Pro, which is weird because I have Samsung devices. I mean, I had a Galaxy S10 Plus, I had a Galaxy Note 9, and before I've had the OnePlus, I can't remember the last time I experienced a random reboot of an Android device, but it's happened twice with the OnePlus 7 Pro. Now, what happened today, and a situation that's been widely reported on and talked about in the last few days, is OnePlus 7 Pro's randomly dying or becoming unresponsive. This happened to my man TK from Total Tech, and today it actually happened to me. I went to do a reboot of the OnePlus 7 Pro, and when I did that reboot, the phone would not come back up. It would not boot back up. The screen was black. There was no response. I was hitting buttons. I even plugged it into the charger, but nothing happened. The phone was literally dead for a few minutes. It would not respond. What I ended up doing is doing an old little Android trick when you want to get into the bootloader and things like that. I held on the power and volume up buttons at the same time, and then the phone finally responded and booted back up. Although it felt like it was fighting for its life, even trying to boot back up after that. But that is a strange random occurrence which I've had and other people have had with the OnePlus 7 Pro. The phone randomly died. What the hell is that about? I don't understand. Your phone should not be randomly dying on people from normal use. I wasn't doing anything special with this OnePlus 7 Pro when it randomly died, except rebooting the phone. A reboot is a normal function, but apparently my OnePlus 7 Pro became unresponsive after a reboot. Luckily, mine came back up. But if this happens to somebody else and they don't know what to do like I know what to do, then they got a brick. They got a dead phone. And they got to return it or whatever it is they got to do. But this OnePlus 7 Pro has not been without its issues. But every smartphone release has issues. None of them are perfect. But when your phone randomly dies or becomes unresponsive, that's kind of a problem. That's a problem. Now, I am happy to say that after I was able to resurrect my OnePlus 7 Pro, I have not had any more issues with the phone being unresponsive since then. And I know people, some people have thought that it might be because of the warp charger that comes in the box. I plugged it back into the warp charger with no issue. So, I mean, I guess that's okay, but now I have to worry about the OnePlus dying at any time again because I don't know what happened. I don't know what caused the problem in the first place. So that's a little worrisome when you have a brand new device here and you got to worry about the phone possibly dying on you from normal use. I don't know about that, bro. I don't know about that. But overall, like I said, I've been really, really happy with my experience with the OnePlus 7 Pro. One of the most amazing Android devices I've ever used in my life. And like I've used a bunch of them. I've used Samsung. I've used Google Pixels, I've used HTCs, I've used Motorola's. I mean, I've used a bunch of different Android devices. And I think this is the most fun I've had with an Android device yet. Unfortunately, though, with this like random reboot and unresponsive problem with the OnePlus 7 Pro, it makes it a little bit more difficult for me to recommend this phone to people with the phone just randomly dying out of nowhere. But other than that, I would highly, highly recommend the OnePlus 7 Pro to anybody, especially at the price point. The phone starts at $669 for the 128 gigabyte storage, 6 gigs of RAM model. Then if you want the one that I have, which is 8 gigabytes of RAM, 256 gigabytes of storage, it goes up to $699. Now, if you want to completely spec out your OnePlus 7 Pro and get that beefy 12 gigs of RAM with 256 gigabytes of storage, then you have to shell out $750, which is kind of a steal for a phone with that much horsepower. I mean, are you serious? $750 for 12 gigs of RAM with the latest Snapdragon processor, 256 gigabytes of storage? That is unbelievable, especially considering the competition in that same price space, mainly the iPhone XR, which I think starts at $749. If you buy a OnePlus 7 Pro at the same price as the entry-level iPhone XR, you get twice the storage, twice the RAM, and it's just, what is going on? Actually, you get three times the RAM. The iPhone only has like 3 gigs of RAM. Actually, no, 4 times the RAM, because the iPhone XR only has 3 gigs of RAM. This OnePlus has like 12 at that price point. So you get 4 times the RAM, twice the storage, and wow. Yeah. And warp charging. Because we know that Apple doesn't include fast charger in the box, so you get warp charge 30 in the box at $750. Woo! Yeah. So for what the phone brings and the pricing structure that OnePlus has for this phone, the value proposition is undeniable. Even against the Samsung Galaxy S10e, the OnePlus 7 Pro stacks up pretty well. I think we got a few people in the chat here. Let me see what y'all talking about in the chat. Android Thud, he is loving his OnePlus 7 Pro. Why am I not surprised? Not surprised at all. So we got a Sneed Mobile Tech in the chat, and he's alluding to the video that I did earlier tonight on my YouTube channel. I did a comparison video between the Google Pixel 3 AXL and the OnePlus 7 Pro, and he's talking about the $200 price difference. And while I understand where you're coming from about the $200 price difference, though they are both considered mid-range phones, even with that price difference. So it is a fair comparison because they are in similar price brackets, even though they're $200 difference. They are both considered mid-tier devices. So that is a fair comparison to make. But I mean, making that comparison, one phone is clearly superior over the other. Unless we're talking about cameras, then it's a different story entirely. Oh, we got I'm being told that the OnePlus 6T does not have a headphone jack. Okay. So apparently OnePlus started this movement with their last phone a few months ago. Okay. All right. So if we look at the main selling points of the OnePlus 7 Pro, it has a 6.7-inch quad HD display, the best display on a OnePlus device ever, and it is stunning, no doubt about it. But it also has a 90 hertz refresh rate on this display, and it does make a difference. Now, I'm not much of a refresh rate expert, but using this phone side by side with phones that don't have the 90 hertz refresh rate, the difference is noticeable. I had it side by side my Google Pixel 3 AXL, and wow. I mean, the OnePlus 7 Pro is obviously faster, more smoother. The 90 hertz really comes into its own when you compare it side by side with another phone. However, with that 90 hertz refresh rate comes a hit on the battery. The battery life, while not the worst, it could be a lot better than what it is. I barely get through a day of use with the OnePlus 7 Pro, but I leave it on 90 hertz the entire time. So I know that is taking a hit on the battery. You also have the option of turning the refresh rate down to 60 to conserve battery life. But why would you buy a phone like this to not use the top features of it? That's counterproductive to me. I don't live that life. I am not about that life. So I keep it locked in at 90 hertz, and that does take a toll on the battery, but I mean, it's not the worst. It's okay. And obviously the other major selling point of the OnePlus 7 Pro besides the 90 hertz refresh rate and that quad HD display is Warp Charge 30. Oh my God. Warp Charge 30 is ridiculous. Now, I lament over and over again about OnePlus not having wireless charging, but Warp Charge 30 is just, whoa. Like, Warp Charge 30 is so good. You could plug it into the charger, use the OnePlus 7 Pro, and it will still fast charge while you're using it. That is bananas to me. I have never had a phone where I could plug in and charge and the phone will still fast charge as I'm using it. That is crazy. And the reason why the OnePlus 7 Pro is able to fast charge even while in use is because OnePlus actually has the charging circuitry inside of the power adapter and not in the phone. So it offloads some of that task off of the phone into the actual brick, which means the phone has to do less and it can charge faster, which is just stunning. The results are stunning. Warp Charge 30 is not a joke. Now, some people will say that Warp Charge 30 might speed up the battery degradation. And while that might be true, I'm pretty sure it'll last over the 2 years that most people keep their phones. I'm not too concerned about that. Plus, OnePlus has like special precautions in place to ensure the battery doesn't degrade too fast anyway. So I'm not too concerned about that. Now, like I said, the OnePlus isn't all peaches and roses. Probably the one biggest weakness of the OnePlus 7 Pro has to be the camera system. Now, the OnePlus 7 Pro has a triple camera system. It has a 48 megapixel main wide angle lens. It has a 16 megapixel telephoto lens, I believe. Oh, no. It has an 8 megapixel telephoto lens and a 16 megapixel wide angle lens. I don't know what's going on, but them lenses ain't talking to each other, bro, because the pictures on this OnePlus 7 Pro are hit or miss. Like, literally, they are hit or miss. You can flip a coin, and whatever that coin lands on, that'll decide if the phone takes a good picture or a bad picture. It is that bad. Like, it's not the worst camera in the world, and it's serviceable for what you need it for, but compared to the other phones out there, like I said, my $479 Pixel 3 AXL runs laps around the picture taken with the OnePlus 7 Pro. And iPhone and Galaxy phones take better pictures than this too. So I don't know what OnePlus is doing with the camera software, but they need to fix it. I know they have an update out there in the wild that they are matriculating about. So that is supposed to bring improvement to the camera. But out of the box, the picture quality is trash. Now, the video quality on the OnePlus 7 Pro is actually pretty good. It's definitely better than the picture quality. But most people are using their smartphones to take pictures. I don't know if they're using them for video per se. So the fact that the still image quality on the OnePlus 7 Pro is suspect at best, OnePlus definitely will need to improve that in future iterations of their devices. if they really want to be considered a flagship killer or graduate to flagship status, your smartphone camera has to be on point. And right now, OnePlus is not quite there yet. They're getting there. They're getting better, but they're not quite there yet with the OnePlus 7 Pro. Now, what some of the hardcore tech nerds are doing is they are installing the Google Gcam app on the OnePlus 7 Pro to get better still pictures, and you can do that. But the average consumer is not doing that. So when I'm talking about the phone and I'm doing videos on the phone, I am talking about the pictures as they come right out the box. So we're not talking about adding Gcam or nothing like that. When I'm reviewing products, I'm reviewing them just as they come out the box, because the average consumer is not going to tinker and mess with their phones like that. Yes, it's nice that you can add Gcam to the OnePlus 7 Pro for better pictures, but most people aren't doing that. So we have to grade the OnePlus 7 Pro camera for how it comes directly out of the box. And directly out of the box, this ain't it, Chief. This ain't it. But other than the cameras and the lack of wireless charging, this thing really has no weaknesses, which is just amazing. The pop-up camera, I kind of like the pop-up camera. It takes decent pictures. Like I said, video quality is awesome. It pops up when it's supposed to, goes down when you're not using it. And the Please Don't Hurt Me feature, if you drop the phone while the camera is out, it will retract. So it does not get damaged in the event of a fall. That is bananas to me. The pop-up camera has a self-protect mode. If you drop the OnePlus 7 Pro while the pop-up camera is out, it will retract so it doesn't get damaged. That is bananas. That is seriously next level James Bond type stuff right there. So yeah, the OnePlus 7 Pro, great device, amazing price point for the features that you get. Quad HD display, 90 hertz refresh rate, Warp Charge 30, and even the audio is Dolby Atmos on board, and Dolby Atmos supported. Even the audio is on point. The phone is amazing. The value proposition and the features that you get on the OnePlus 7 Pro are unmatched at its price point. It's unmatched. Even the S10e, the Galaxy S10e, can't match with the OnePlus 7 Pro and bring it in features and value. It blows me away. I am like blown away. Not to mention that the in-display fingerprint sensor on the OnePlus 7 Pro is miles ahead of the in-display sensor on the S10 devices. Miles ahead. Much faster. Works almost every time. Definitely legit. I lamented when I first got the S10 Plus how bad that fingerprint sensor was. And even though it did improve over time with updates, it still doesn't touch the fingerprint sensor on the OnePlus 7 Pro. This thing is instant. It works just like that. It's amazing. It's fast. And it puts the S10 fingerprint sensor to shame. All of that, everything that I talked about in this podcast, you can get starting at $669. In a time and an age where $1,000 smartphones are becoming the norm, OnePlus said, damn your norm, we got this for less than $700. Holler at us. And I respect that. Even though they don't have wireless charging, everything else they bring to the table at the price point is hard to ignore. At some point, you become so good that you become undeniable. And the OnePlus 7 Pro, my friends, is undeniable. It is that good. Everybody's raving about this phone. Everybody's going gaga over this phone. And after using it for the past week, I can co-sign. The phone is legit. It is a heavy hitter. It's not even a flagship killer. It's a flagship. At $669, it is a flagship device. It is that good. But I don't like the whole random dying in the middle of normal use thing. I don't like that. That makes me kind of leery. But other than that, I have no issue with the OnePlus 7 Pro. And my phone did come back to life. I was able to resurrect it. So it is now working normally again. But like I said, will it ever die randomly again? I don't know. But I have no problem, no qualms recommending the OnePlus 7 Pro as long as it works to anybody, because the phone is that damn good. Hopefully you all enjoyed the podcast. Hope you enjoyed me talking about the OnePlus 7 Pro. If you want to support the podcast, check the show notes. All the information will be there. If you want to donate, if you want to support, whatever you want to do, All that info will be in the show note. Tomorrow afternoon is Apple WWDC Worldwide Developer Conference. So my next podcast episode is probably going to center around that. Don't know when I'll record that, but it'll be sometime this week. But that is big. You know, I'm the captain of Team Apple. So I will be covering WWDC here on the podcast and, of course, on my YouTube channel. So make sure you are following me. All the information, again, is in the show notes for all the coverage of WWDC 2019. Thank you guys for joining me in the live chat on YouTube. And if you're audio only, thank you for listening to the podcast. And I will be back very soon. But until the next time, this your boy Viper, the man about tech. You know where to find me. So come back for more.